It is not just Czechs who are currently remembering Jan Palach's radical protest in January 1969 and the impact his sacrifice helped create. The British ambassador to the Czech Republic, Nick Archer, has had a painting by a UK artist, created right after Palach's death, installed at his country's historic embassy building in Prague. I asked him how he got around to acquiring the piece.
The British government art collection has got hundreds, thousands of pictures, and they're all over the world. What you do, or what I do before I go to a new embassy, is go and see them and see what they've got that's not already out in the embassy, because very often you'll find works that maybe didn't appeal to your predecessor or maybe have been forgotten. So we went through the catalogue together and we spotted a work called Jan Palach's Suicide by Fire. It turned out to be in a government office, I think a Department of Transport office, in a Midlands town, and again I think that was Derby, and we agreed instantly that there was a better home for it.
The painting does not just feature images relating to Jan Palach. What is its overarching theme?
Well, I'm hesitant to speak on behalf of the artist. That's a very dangerous game. But what you see in it is that very famous sort of passport photograph image of Palach clipped to a background which is made up of two press images in that very typical pop art way that Tilton has chosen and then to some extent modified. So one image is of tanks, and it's pretty clear that these are Soviet tanks in the streets of a Czechoslovak city, probably Prague, I guess. But the other image is of demonstrators, clearly African, with a line of members of some kind of security force. And I guess those were borrowed at the same time from coverage of some kind of African demonstration. And I guess, therefore, that what we have here is two images of a struggle for freedom.
What is your sense of how well Jan Palach is known in the UK?
Well, what's interesting is that when Joe Tilson made this image back soon after Palach's suicide, there was clearly a lot of coverage. My suspicion is that over all those intervening years, people have retained the name in their heads. But I wonder if you'd ask people how many would have been able accurately to describe what it was he did and when. Because, of course, if we think back to the protests in late 89, they were driven by a memory of Palach's sacrifice. And it's easy for people in Prague to keep the sequencing clear in their heads. I suspect that people in Britain might sometimes get confused and say, oh, you know, was he involved in the Velvet Revolution? So what I think is great about this anniversary, the 50th anniversary, is that it gives us a chance to maybe just sort of sharpen people's memories.